Om Shanti. 27th June 2019, Thursday. Slogan: those who are easygoing, saral chit, and easy natured, saral swabhav, are easy yogis, sahaj yogis, the ones loved by the innocent Lord. Those who are easygoing and those who are easy natured. Who are they? Easy yogis, sahaj yogi, the ones who are loved by the innocent Lord Bholenath. God himself is innocent, so he loves all those who are innocent. And Baba has used these two words, saral chit and saral swabhav, easy going and easy natured. And when he says easy nature and easy going, what does he mean? What sort of children are these who are easy going and who are easy natured? And Baba is saying, in fact, they are the only ones who are easy yogis. So yogis means those who are easy going and those who are easy natured. We have heard this many times, the divine virtue, saralta, innocence. What does easy nature or easy going mean? First, we'll focus on this saralta, saral chit, Baba says. Means what? What else? Easy means easy natured. Easy going means what? Saral chit means there are simplicities there. So there is no, rather this is more of heart. The heart, there is no to many things. Like there is no cheating there. They are saral. There is no cheating. There is no deception. There is no lying. There is no falsehood. There is no hypocrisy. There is no exhibition. There is no show off. So easy going, saral chit, means they have this virtue of innocence and virtue of simplicity. They are not complicated. They are not complex. They are not double standards. They are what they are. Transparent. There, everything can be seen from outside. There is nothing to hide. There is nothing to lie. There is nothing to cheat. There is no deception within. So they aren't playing double game, double standards. So such children are known as saral chit. They are known as easy going. There are no conspiracies. They are not plotting against anybody. Shadyantra. Nothing like that. They aren't plotting against anybody. They are not devising some schemes to deceive, to betray, to cheat somebody. So their heart is clean. Their heart is clean. There is no revenge. He has done this to me and I will do this to him. So there is no revenge. Rather, their heart is full of mercy. Their heart is full of compassion. Their heart doesn't want to avenge the wrong that is done unto them, because they understand the subtle karma philosophy, that whatever that is happening to me is the result of my own doings, and none one whosoever of this world is responsible for what is coming to me. Even though people are selfish, deceptive, cunning, shrewd, ununderstanding, displaying mistrust and bluffs, yet they are what? Saral, chit, easy going. So easy going means the nature, easy going means their mind is easy. There are no complexes there. There is no intricacies there. There are no deception, no cheating, no hypocrisy, no double standards, no show off, no exhibition, no revenge, no conspiracies. They aren't conspiring against, plotting against anybody. Because they know and they understand this karma philosophy in depth. That whatever that is happening is the result of my own doing. That's why I do not blame anybody. So there is no blame game here. And this is one of the best things. Otherwise, if you analyze each and every person of this planet Earth, everyone says that I am right. Is there a single person who accepts that I am wrong? Not a single. Everyone says that whatever I have done is right. And these are the list of people to be blamed. Because of them, everything has failed. Things have not reached success. And they are to be blamed. And some action should be taken against them. This is the scenario of the world, where everyone feels that I am right. Whatever I think is the only right thinking. My feelings are the only right feelings. My words, they are nectar. My actions, exalted. My purushartha, that is the only effort. You know, there is an ego of effort also. What I am doing, that is the only right effort. What you are doing, that is incorrect. So, saral chit means simplicity. Saral chit means innocence. No complex. There's one beautiful word in English. Personality clash. Personality clash. Two persons, A and B. Two different backgrounds, two different religions, two different traditions, two different countries, two different languages, and they come together. Education. Or same education, same language, same place, brother and sister, twins, husband, wife, friends, but there is something known as personality clash. Their opinions don't match each other. They disagree at each and every point. And there is a fight almost every day. This is not that fight with weapons. This is this is a cold war. This is a silent fight. Weaponless battle. Armless fight. Because there is a personality clash. In English, there is a saying, you can have the person or your ego. What you want? You want this, A wants B or A wants his ego. You can get only two things. Either you get B or ego. If you want B, you have to get rid of ego. If you don't want B, okay, then enjoy your ego. You cannot have person and ego together. Person or ego. For example, there's a husband and there's a wife, married long time back. And yet, there's a personality clash, each and every moment. Why? Because there's ego. So this doesn't allow. You can have only two things, either of the two. Either your ego or the person. If you want to win the heart of the person, let go of this. Otherwise, this will not come. So, personality clash. Words clash. nature's clash, sanskars clash, habits clash.
Opinions.
Yeah. So these are complex personalities. These are complex relationships. So saral chit means who is free from personality clash. Easygoing means this ego is kept aside for some time. Otherwise you will not become easygoing. So that is what is saral chit. The second is saral swabhav. That is easy nature. What is it? Easy nature means light. Easy nature means no stress. Easy nature means no tension. Flexible. Yeah. Nowadays lot of work, people are writing lot of books on resilience. Spiritual resilience. Resilience means the quality to bend, to flex, to mold. Very much flexible, supple, flexible nature. That is known as resilience. So, easy nature means saral swabhav means flexible. Saral swabhav means light. Saral swabhav means no stress, no tension. Saral swabhav means you don't hold on to things. Somebody said something to me and I remember it for the whole life. That he said this to me and I will not forget. I will never forget that you said this to me. You did this to me. These are very difficult nature people. Very difficult. Saral swabhav means, okay, people have said something, forget it. Don't hold on to things. Things are coming and things are going. Who remembers? After learning a lesson. Which lesson? Okay. So things come and things go. Don't hold on to anything. Somebody said something? Fine. When somebody insults, also look at the mind of that person, how restless he is from within. Suddenly he has not insulted. He himself is in a stage of restlessness, anxiety, fear or anger. And that made him to insult somebody. So have mercy on him. Rather than why he insulted me, why he said this to me, he should not have spoken this to me. He always does like that. That has become his nature. This is one pattern of thinking. Another pattern of thinking, it's okay. Many people say many things in the world. It's not possible that every time everybody will come and start praising. You need certain shocks also in life. Otherwise you keep on flying in seventh heaven of happiness all the time. So you should come to the ground in between. English they say cloud nine. Cloud nine. Or seventh heaven of delight. Seventh sky. Come down. Sometimes you should, most of the time you, even if you, your head is here, your feet should be on the ground. You should be grounded all the time. So, saral swabhav means lightness. Forgetting the past, not holding on to the past, or forget and forgive. This is a mantra. Forget and forgive. Don't remember things. Those who have sharp memory for all such events, they are very restless people in the world. They remember each and every hurt. Each and every hurt that each and every person has given. They have not forgotten a single trauma. But how miserable they are. It's best take things lightly. Things have come, things have gone. It's okay. Is there a single person in this world who has not been blamed? Is there a single person in this world who has not been deceived? Is there a single person in this world against whom people have not said anything? people have maligned each and every soul. All the great souls who have come on this earth. Everybody, there were people always, there were traducers. Those who would censor them. So, they would be there. And it is good that they are there. Because then you stay awake. Otherwise you sleep. Sleep in what? Self-praise. Appreciation. I do so much. I am so nice. People love me so much. They praise me so much. They have such a high opinion about me. You live in this fairy land. And then somebody receives you, say, oh, this has happened. This should not have happened. There was an American president who rose to give his speech. And there was a huge crowd who had gathered to listen to him. And his secretary came and said, you must have been very happy. So many people came to listen to you. You must be feeling very proud that, okay, I am so important. So many people have gathered to listen to me. So you must be getting elated in internally happy, happiness. He said, the president said, if suppose on this same stage I were to be hanged, double the audience would have been there. Now, whatever audience is there, if suppose I would have been hanged at the same stage, the same platform, people would be more interested, oh, he is getting hanged, he is getting punished. So, it doesn't affect me at all. If they are there, it's fine. If they are not there, it's fine. My happiness doesn't depend on the happiness of audience. My happiness doesn't depend on anybody's happiness, anybody's opinion about me. You look at the lives of these politicians, many people blame them. Do they get affected? No, look at these, forget the politicians even, this cine world, celebrities of the film stars, people blame them. If suppose they have produced, they have created 10 movies and they all were hits and there is a one movie which has become flop. They are trolled like anything on social media. Mercilessly, people speak against them. No matter who is he. Does he get affected? No, he comes out with his next movie after some time. So people's opinion, one must learn from them. They are your teachers. But that doesn't mean that if they give good opinion, you are happy. If they give bad opinion, you are unhappy. Happiness and unhappiness should not depend on the opinion of people. What is Baba's opinion about me? You are a great soul. And this person is saying you are worthless. Whom should I believe? Baba is saying there is none like you. You are the spiritual roses. You spread the fragrance of spirituality. Also, you have to believe in what he says rather than what, because people's opinion is volatile. People's memory, people's public's memory is short. Today, what they say and tomorrow what they say is entirely different. If you are successful, they will come and start praising you. If there is a slight mistake, all the media and everybody will storm you like anything. If somebody commits some crime, it's in the front page of the newspaper. After 1 year, it is proven in the court that he had not committed the crime. So that news comes on the third page in very small letters. Because the world is used, world likes sensations, sensational news. That the world understand the nature of the world so that you will not blame the world. This is what their nature is. And this is what they have been doing And it is not that they are doing for the first time. They are doing it since time immemorial. So, you need not to worry about. So, Saral Chit means remain light, remain stress free, remain easy natured. Okay, somebody said something, fine. Don't catch words. Don't hold on to words. Don't try to remember what they said. Why don't you remember Murli rather than remembering their words? For Murli, your memory is so small. I can't remember anything. My memory is weak. This is, his memory is very sharp. But if somebody says something, I have super memory. I will not forget his words for next 10 years. I'll keep on reminding him, you said this, you said this. For example, there was a husband and wife. They went to a party and the husband drank. He drank wine for the first time and he was little rowdy. And he came home and he created some ruckus, some disturbance there. They came home and when he came back to senses, he asked for pardon to his wife. Wife says, okay, I pardon you this time. But this should not happen again. But then the whole life she kept on reminding him that I forgave you. Don't forget that. That it was me who forgave you. So she never stopped reminding him for what he did and how she forgave him. So it was a great torture. Whole day, whole life. Because she kept on reminding him, this you did and this is what happened and I again, in spite of that I forgave you. So she never stopped reminding him. That's a dangerous situation. Better she would not have forgiven him. Because she kept on reminding the whole life. So easy natured and easy going. These are the two words, Saral Chit and Saral Swabhav. These are the people Baba loves. Because he himself is Bholenath. He himself is innocent Lord. He himself is without any deceit. Without any double standards. What he said is said. So slogan, I'll repeat again. Those who are easygoing and easy natured are easy yogis. The ones loved by the innocent Lord. Om Shanti.